Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Come on and just begin to give the Lord praise. Come on and just begin to tell him hallelujah. Tell him hallelujah. Tell him hallelujah. God is worthy. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with a new teaching, life prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and God has a powerful word for you today. Listen and grow. We are in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 43 for today's devotion. Again, that's the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire and how to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Blog Talk Radio, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, Rossi.org or blogtalkradio.com. But if you can't tune in live, still ensure that you don't miss one day of growth by following the podcast so you'll receive the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern and can listen to it at any time. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org, and you can follow me on social media, Rossi Williams, rawsi. Williams. All right, you got it? Well, let's get into today's word. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 43, reading from the KJV. And one of the malefactors which were hanged, railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man," meaning Jesus, "hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire devotion is, "Today is not too late for you." Today is not too late for you. Well, you may be asking the question, not too late for what regarding me, Evangelist Rossi? The answer is, it's not too late for whatever it is that God has already ordained for you to do. In the book of Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 43 that I just read unto you, Jesus was hanging on the cross. That was the time that he was giving his life a sacrificial ransom for us, for those who were there and for those who were afar off. As the lamb of slaughter for sin, so that we could be redeemed. And as he hung there on that cross, there were two thieves hanging beside him, one on either side. Can you visualize that? And one of the thieves began to, the Bible said, rail or to rebuke and taunt, to cry out against Jesus. Hey, if you're the Savior, why don't you save yourself and us? If you are the Christ that our forefathers have preached about and that the scribes have taught about, if you are God, glory, why don't you come in and save us? Prove to the world that you are the Christ. But the other thief hanging on the other side, can you picture this with me? Began to chastise the other thief and said, hold up, wait a minute. Do you not fear God? Hold your tongue. Do you not understand to whom you are speaking? We are justly hanging here because we have committed sin, a crime unto death, but this man hasn't done these things. He hasn't done anything. He's innocent. So then he looked over at Jesus while hanging on the cross, understanding that these were his last moments. And understanding that in that very time, he had the ability to make a conscious decision. He could either die and go to hell, or he could die and go to heaven. So he realized, brothers and sisters, that in that moment, although he had sinned, although he had committed a crime, although he was sentenced to death, it was not too late for him. So he asked forgiveness when he said, Lord, if you will, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered him, essentially, that today is not too late for you. I have heard your cry of repentance. I have heard your request for forgiveness, even in that simple sentence. I heard all of it. I answered you. I forgave you. And this day you shall be with me in paradise. Today is not too late. Brothers and sisters, some of you, glory, are in a position where you are about to give up on yourself, on your ministry, on your anointing, on your giftings, on your marriage, on your children, on your job, on your finances, on whatever it is that you thought or knew you were supposed to do, because you're in the very last moments. And you too have allowed yourself, like that other thief, to feel like it's too late now, so I might as well give up. I might as well say anything. I might as well do anything, because it's too late now to experience what God promised me. I've done too much. I've messed up too many times. I've sinned too greatly. I've disobeyed too frequently. I've done all that I know to do, and so I'm just at the point of throwing in the towel because it's too late now. So I'll just question God. I'll just even rail against God because I have nothing to lose. But I came to remind you today, glory, that whatever it is that you're believing God for, it's not too late. Today is not too late for you. You can still catch your second wind. You can still get yourself together. You can still be saved. You can still be delivered. You can still reconcile your marriage or your relationship. You can still hang on in there for your children. You can still start that business or grow that ministry. You can still teach and preach the gospel. You can still get into that new hobby. You can still lose weight. You can still start saving. You can still work toward being a millionaire. You can still go on missions. You can still take vacations. Whatever it is, glory, as we prepare to go into prayer, today is not too late for you. Come on and just speak it out loud. The lines are muted. For those of you tuned in live, I can't hear you. Say, today is not too late for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we just come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Oh, God, thou art such a wonderful God, such a loving and merciful God. You are the God that is above all, the God who is in all, the God who knows everything. And, oh, God, we give you praise right now. Lord, we honor you and we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. We come asking forgiveness for our laziness, for our doubt, for our disbelief. We come asking forgiveness for our weariness, for throwing in the towel. We come asking forgiveness for not believing that you are still a miracle-working God and that there is nothing impossible for you. Oh, Lord, renew our faith. Oh, God, renew our faith. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Renew our faith today. Renew our joy life, God. Renew our spirit. Revive us and save us and sanctify and deliver and open doors and make ways and heal and reconcile and unify and rectify and exalt, Lord God. Rebuke the devourer. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Today is not too late. For every brother listening, for every sister listening, today is not too late. Today is not too late. Today, 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 is not too late. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray and say, amen. Come on and worship him. Worship him as I do the altar call, and then I will end with your task for today. Just say again, today is not too late for me. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who were giving up, had given up, were throwing in the towel, had thrown in the towel, for those of you who were railing against God, for those of you who didn't have the self-esteem to step out and do what God told you to do because you were bound by what others said, I also remind you, go back and listen to yesterday's teaching, Forgive Yourself. You can hear that on rawsi.org, rawsi.org. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of growing weary. I repent of throwing in the towel. I repent of surrendering my blessings, of waving the white flag of defeat, of giving away my destiny, giving away my purpose, giving away my ministry, giving away my marriage, giving away my children, giving away my family, giving away my job, giving away my finances, giving away my faith, giving away my peace. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. And I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that thou art Jesus the Christ. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that today it's not too late for me to receive, to claim, or to do everything that I want to do in life. In Jesus' name, I proclaim the victory. Amen. Come on and worship him. Come on and just give God praise. Just begin to tell him thank you. Just begin to tell him thank you as I end with your task for today. Now, remember, before I give you the task, text the letters VF to phone number 33222. So you'll be able to follow, and you'll even receive today's message in your confirmation text. Now, our topic for today is not too late for you. Your task for today are threefold. Number one, start doing whatever it is that you stopped doing because you gave up. Don't ask folks about it. Don't get any second opinions. Just start doing whatever it was that you stopped doing, glory, because you gave up. And number two, they're not three tasks. Number two, share this word with at least one soul whom you know had given up or is about to give up. You can forward the text message to them. And for those of you who are not following, just text them and say, listen to this devotion on rossi.org. rawsi.org. When you forward the text, rossi.org will become a link that they can click, and it will take them straight to my website to hear it. All right? Start doing whatever it was that you stopped doing when you threw in the towel, and encourage someone else by sharing this word. All right, I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. for my law offices. You'll be the jury show where you'll be able to call in and speak on air. Go to callrossiwilliams.com to get more information and the call-in information, callrawsiwilliams.com. And I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. for Daily Fire. Start doing what you stopped doing, and get ready to see what you've never seen.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.